give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. Boy, we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
WMFR in Medford.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I don't have my hands in my face. Just imagine it.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
What about Anne? She knows how to have a good time and how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun too. Yes, that's what a boy likes. He wants to know he's appreciated. Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You have the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do. Yeah.
Oh, you've been such a good girl. Give mommy a little kiss.
Well, but my boyfriend, we just do it raw. We like it raw.
What is this? I've never heard of these music like this in my life.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
I'm only in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes I am.
Plastic
strawberries.
I think the important thing about a date is to have a good time. And you don't need to spend a lot of money to do that.
Christian Star.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program. No, no, no. It's a sound collage. And I'm your host, Edward Buechert. And it's actually been 5 weeks since we've had a Plastic Sushi sound collage. We've had Tears of the Gods, a slightly different formula in those previous weeks. And in case you didn't already know it, what we do on a Plastic Sushi is to start off always with some Japanese music, and then we genre jump our way through a freeform mix of jazz, rock, funk, punk, electronic, country, disco, as many different genres as we possibly can that match our theme. And then we mix in audio clips from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, in between and on top of the music. And that's what makes it a sound collage. So we're less than 2 weeks away from Valentine's Day. And if there's one subject that broadly predominates popular music, it would have to be human relationships. That mysterious and powerful emotion called love, as well as related feelings like lust, jealousy, obsession, revenge when things don't quite go along so smoothly. And this week, we're going to be exploring them. So our audio clips tonight, in particular, include samples from three so-called educational movies from the 1940s and 1950s. Really propaganda films. I found them on the internet at this wonderful place called archive.org, and they were called Dating Do's and Don'ts, Beginning to Date, and Are You Popular? And they tell you how to become more popular if you aren't. Before we get any further, I'd like to thank WMFO's programming director, Jane, J.D. Acker, and our current and upcoming general managers, Haley, Hunter, and Emma. And of course, our operations director, Dan, plus the rest of the WMFO executive board for renewing my show here once again in my absolute favorite spot on our WMFO schedule, Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Previous years, I've kind of been, well, many different places on our schedule, but I like now the best. So we began the show with a Japanese band, of course, Shonen Knife, and that was a song called Quavers, bringing on those amphetamine-like feelings that come from having a crush on somebody. Some of the most exhilarating feelings experienced by us human beings. So we've got so much great music for you this evening, including in the next set, Bing Crosby and Astrud Gilberto. Later on, D-Light and the Dixie Chicks and some Devo going out to DJ Chris Major. Plus, Peaches and Prodigy and The Clash and even AC/DC. Plus, we're going to be revisiting the seed crystal for last week's Tears of the Gods stories theme with another version of the traditional folk ballad, Mattie Groves, that tells a very sad story about, well, you know, love, at least lust. And, well, that's coming up in our second big set of the evening. So the next song that we're going to play is pure J-pop, a particular kind of highly commercial Japanese pop music that took off in the 80s and 90s, but still continues today. So please revel in the production of this next piece as we get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with Puffy AmiYumi and A Love So Pure here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage only on WMFO in Medford.
I love you, That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me. Start to sing again the old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you.
I've got a surprise for you. Mm-hmm. What is it? Today, I thought I'd teach you some more.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. You gotta not talk dirty, baby, if you wanna impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress me. Let me be your fantasy, and maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. Think I better dance now.
Popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night. Taking Ginny out. He learns that she dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
I'll take good care of her, Mrs. Ames. I'll take good care of her, Mrs. Ames.
After all, a girl likes to know you've had a good time.
Yeah. Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, it's not quite Valentine's Day, and we're appreciating that with songs not only about love, but related feelings like lust and jealousy and revenge and obsession. We began with the Japanese pop duo Puffy AmiYumi and an example of a really slickly produced J-pop production. Love So Pure from their Illustrated History album. And then going back decades before that, Bing Crosby, I Love You Truly. And then an exceptionally cool cover of a song originally written by Prince, The Art of Noise and Tom Jones collaborating on Kiss. And then Astrud Gilberto, Only Trust Your Heart. And then wrapping up the music in that, Astrud, the Prodigy with Smack My Bitch Up. And, well, that was a controversial song. And the video was also controversial. It showed somebody, well, you couldn't see who they were, but from a first-person perspective, somebody going out and having a real crazy night at a club, drinking and driving, doing all sorts of drugs, getting into a car accident, fighting with people, and then finally taking a stripper to his apartment. Well, to an apartment and having sex with the stripper. But then as the video wraps up, the person doing all this glances in the mirror and it turns out to actually be a woman. The kind of crazy change of perspective that you wouldn't be expecting. So, a long time ago, I visited India. And, well, let me say, I'm very fortunate to have visited 23 foreign countries so far in my life. And I've learned an incredible amount about the world and life by doing that, particularly by visiting poorer countries second world and third world countries. And when I had visited India then, I met up with my friends Shalini and Tim, who were biking around the world, actually. They quit their jobs, and they were biking around the world. And where we were staying, we were wandering around, and in what I think would be accurate to call a slum, we came across a wedding celebration. The bride was dressed and made up beautifully, although, well, it was obvious she was kind of poor, and we gave some money. And although, you know, she expressed thanks, she was crying on this kind of the biggest, happiest day of many women's lives. But my friend Shalini, who's of Gujarati Indian heritage, she explained later that it was an arranged marriage, and the girl was pretty young, probably about 16, although many girls in poor countries are married even younger than that, 14 in some places, and even younger in some other places. So that's just a little background for the song that I'm going to play next, which is called Matty Graves, and it was the seed crystal for last week's stories theme. And it's a traditional English folk song with many different variations in the way that it's told. So Matty Groves is this guy who's also known as Little Musgrave in some of the versions, the variations. And he goes to church on this holy day, and he sees this woman there, a lady, actually. She's married to the Lord. And he, in the Doc Watson version, he sees her, and he tells somebody that he's going to have her that evening. And as the Doc Watson version goes, they end up spending the night together. But the guy who he boasted to that he was going to be sleeping with her, he's a page, and he goes off to find the Lord, her husband, and he tells her. And the Lord says, you know, if you're screwing around with me, I'm going to kill you. But if you're right, I'm going to give you a reward. So the Lord runs back, goes back on his horse to his castle. And the lovers are hanging out in the bedroom, and they hear the horns coming up. But they don't do anything because they're having a good time. And then the Lord comes in, and he sees them, and he takes out his sword. And, well, there's a lot of different ways you can tell the story, but Matty asks for a sword because he doesn't want to die naked there. And the Lord gives him his better sword. And then in some versions, he kills him right there. And then he takes, in the Doc Watson song, he takes his wife, sits her on his lap, and asks, well, who do you prefer now? And she says, well, you know, you're a nice man with a rosy face, but I don't like your kin, and I'd rather die. And, in the Doc Watson song, that's kind of where it ends. In the version I'm going to play you next, it takes a different take with him killing her and then burying her on top. She's of the grave with Matty in there. And, well, that's the basic story. And there's a lot of things to think about inside there. Like how old she is. Like maybe she's 16 years old. And you can imagine the Lord's being a lot older. Was that just an arranged marriage that she happened to have? You know, if she's a young girl, can be pretty impetuous. And she didn't want to get married to that old man who's always out camping and hunting and fighting with his men. I guess what I want to say is there's a lot of different scenarios in a story, the way that it could go. And I've been thinking a lot about this particular one with Matty Groves since Chuck Yu introduced it to me a way while back. And Well, here, as we celebrate not quite Valentine's Day yet, let's listen to another version, along with a whole bunch of other, a couple of other sound collage mixes that I've gotten from the past here. And, well, here's a different version of Matty Groves by an English band. Fairport Convention, now we can actually say.
Matty Groves. you fantasy tonight, dear?
Well, I was thinking of something different. Like, I wanted you to portray a little girl.
Listen. Let me
as you want them to stay.